A suspect in a robbery and fatal shooting at a Laverne bank Wednesday morning is currently in custody. Anne-Marie Thomas, a resident of Laverne, heard gunfire Wednesday morning but didn't think much of it.
I heard one right after another, pop, 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 and I let my dogs out and I kind of stood there for a minute, you know, and I didn't hear anything after that. Now, that's not unusual in a town like this, as small as it is, because we have people that, whether it be fireworks, people that are, you know, shooting in their yard.
Thomas says that she started piecing things together when she heard police cars and an ambulance in that direction, and after she saw the information on Facebook about the shooting, she immediately tried calling the bank where the robbery allegedly took place. She was unable to get in touch with the Laverne location, but she called another branch, and they informed her who the victim likely was.
And my heart just sunk. And it's heartbreaking, because you know these people so well. You know their families and their husbands, and, you know, we talk about their kids, and we share stories, and, you know, with it being this close to Christmas, and it's absolutely heartbreaking. Just knowing now that she's gone.
The Kossuth County Sheriff's Office released the victim's name Wednesday night after informing next of kin. She was identified as Jessica Vishar, 43, of Algona. Vishar was an employee of Security State Bank in Laverne, where the shooting took place sometime after 8 a.m. Wednesday. Thomas says Vishar was an incredibly kind and caring person, and she was very loved.
I loved her dearly. She was so bubbly and so happy and always had a smile on her face. Oh my gosh. She would always greet me. She always knew my name every time I went into the bank. Hi, Ann. So, you know, I mean, she was just lovely, just a lovely person.
The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation and the Kossuth County Sheriff's Office believe the perpetrator is in custody and a continued threat does not exist.
You know, you hear of all the gun violence in all these places, but not in a little tiny town like this. You just don't expect it to be this close to you. And I think that's what's even more devastating, is that it was 2 blocks from my house that this happened. And I'm not okay with that.
Thomas says that she moved back to Laverne after living near Rutland. But with the shooting Wednesday and a murder that occurred over the summer in Laverne, she's beginning to think small town life is not as safe as she once thought. As a result of the robbery and shooting Wednesday morning, Laverne Elementary School and West Hancock Schools were placed in lockdown as a safety precaution. However, no direct threat was made to any school. This according to Mitch Mortfett of the Iowa DCI. The Iowa DCI was assisted in the manhunt by the Kossuth and Humboldt County Sheriff's Offices and the Iowa State Patrol. According to a statement released Thursday morning from the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Valentino Williams, 35, of Coralville, has been charged with murder in the first degree and robbery in the first degree. Williams is currently being held in the Kossuth County Jail pending his initial appearance.